California Ag Today. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh. This report is sponsored by Alion Herbicide from Bayer Crop Science. Cleaner, longer, Alion. The 2016 Almond Industry Conference was held this week in Sacramento, and growers and pest control advisors could see the forward-looking industry. Stacy Humble is Vice President of Global Marketing and Communications for the Almond Board of California, which hosts the event. She said extra big crops are coming.
You know, we have a dramatic increase in production coming online, about 500 million pounds. And so in terms of marketing, we need to make sure that we are utilizing all the resources that we have to their maximum benefit, and that we're reflecting on lessons learned and synergies and opportunities that we can take from one market to the next.
Stacy said the Almond Board is looking how they can build out new markets,
but also how we can do more in existing markets so that we're balancing our investment portfolio and we're trying to do more quickly in some markets and establish ourselves for success in the long term in other markets.
And a good example of possible increasing sales is the big European market, such as Germany, the biggest importer of almonds, but consumers there do not eat them as a nutritious snack.
Absolutely. The German consumer loves the flavor of almonds, loves almond products and is very familiar with it, but has the lowest top of mind awareness in any market that we work in when it comes to thinking of almonds as a snack. That is a huge opportunity. It's essentially a new market for us within an established market where we have existing trade relationships, where the consumer is familiar with the product and seeks it out already, but just does so as a bakery ingredient.
Kern County Congressman David Valadeo stresses the need for increased water deliveries. Brian German has the story.
This week, U.S. Congressman David G. Valadeo, who represents California's District 21, noted in a statement this week, as we head into the wintry rainy season, including these temporary provisions in the Water Resources Development Act to strengthen California water infrastructure and increase water deliveries is both dire and extremely judicious. He noted that these provisions will not solve California's water crisis, but they will provide interim relief, which California farmers desperately need. Valadeo also said, with 2017 upon us, I look forward to working with the new Republican administration and my colleagues in both the House and the Senate to reach a complete agreement.
And the California Farm Bureau Federation had their annual meeting in Monterey this week, and CFBF President Paul Winger suggested that farmers look back a bit. Lauren Dutra has the story.
Those people who came before us gave us this opportunity, and the big question is whether we are going to answer that bell, said Winger, praising earlier generations who had the foresight to build reservoirs, roads, and other infrastructure that allowed California to become the greatest agricultural region in the world.
You go the extra mile for your grapes, citrus, and tree nuts. Does your herbicide? Alion Pre-Emergence Herbicide goes the distance, delivering up to 6 months of powerful residual control of grass and broadleaf weeds, including resistant species. With Alion, you reduce the number of in-season sprays, so you can focus less on weeds and more on profitability. Cleaner, longer. Alion Herbicide from Bayer. Always read and follow label instructions.
More news at CaliforniaAgToday.com. This is California Ag Today.